The deadly attacks in the French capital earlier this month put the country on a war footing. Add 40,000 visitors to the city for the summit, including more than 100 world leaders, and you've got a very complex challenge. Police have said security concerns would trump free speech. That supposedly means no marches, no rallies, but activists said they would not be silenced, and over the weekend, they made themselves heard. Here's Jacob Resnick in Paris.
The mass march planned for Sunday was banned by authorities after the deadly attacks here. So instead, thousands of people formed a 2-mile-long human chain through central Paris to demonstrate their support for action against climate change. France has been under a state of emergency since November 13th, but police and activists kept the conversation going.
Our first thing was to meet with the authority and to say, okay, we understand what we're not allowed to, but what are we allowed actually to do?
That's Audrey Arjun, an activist with Populiste Solidaire. She said that police gave their tacit approval for Sunday's human chain as long as people stayed on the sidewalk.
And then we thought, okay, let's play with that. And we are also allowed to dress as we want, right? So let's put our placards on, our messaging on, and then at the end we have a perfectly legal way of expressing ourselves.
But not all demonstrators respected the truce. As many were heading home, a smaller group converged on Republic Square to march. They were met by riot police. Throngs of demonstrators chanted slogans accusing France of becoming a police state and hurled rocks, bottles, and other objects at police, who retaliated with tear gas and baton charges before making more than 300 arrests. A day earlier, Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius had defended France's blanket ban on protests. Speaking through an interpreter, he responded to critics who questioned why rallies were banned when soccer games and Christmas markets are still permitted.
If they are, in fact, in a closed environment, of course, we can guarantee a certain amount of safety and security. But if you've got thousands of people walking or marching, of course, there are risks that we may not be able to manage quite in the same way.
But the French government's actions go further than just banning demonstrations. The country remains under a 3-month state of emergency, and the government has hinted it wants to go further by amending the constitution to make its powers permanent. Clémence Bechtard is a staff attorney with the Paris-based International Federation for Human Rights.
There have been a lot of proposals, each more frightening than the other one.
Already, the expanded powers allow police to restrict people's liberty on mere suspicion of bad intent. That's exactly what happened last week to Joël Dumanjout, who has been placed under house arrest for the duration of the climate conference. Police have ordered him to register 3 times a day at a nearby police station and not to leave his neighborhood. Dumanjout is known to police because he represented a group of activists challenging the ban on marches. He says police told him it's simply too dangerous to allow public gatherings.
So what I was answering is, how long will it be? 3 months? 3 years?
Human rights lawyers like Clémence Bechtard warn that France may be moving too quickly to restrict freedoms. She recounts how critical French society was of the United States in the wake of 9/11, when the Bush administration shepherded in the controversial Patriot Act that expanded police powers.
This is the obvious comparison. France having so much denounced the adoption of these laws in the U.S. and now doing exactly the same thing 14 years afterwards.
That said, the French government has been buoyed by public support for its tough stance in the wake of the deadly attacks. Despite her personal reservations, politically speaking, Bechtard admits it's been an effective strategy.
People are really petrified. And we see this in the polls. Again, the tremendous support of the population in favor of all the measures that have been taken so far.
The need for extraordinary security is especially high this week, with nearly 150 world leaders attending the climate conference. So for now, Paris treads an uncomfortable line, balancing the demands of 2 global crises, preventing another attack while respecting free speech on the climate crisis. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick, Paris.